Little Light of Mine. I think of that song when I was a kid at Shepherd's Chapel Church. I remember thinking about a literal candle, a flame on a candle. And now, as she was singing, that's all of us. If you are a Christian here this morning, you are a light. And as Dave was talking about Christians, I was thinking of pretend Christians. Okay? And I don't like to say that, but there is pretend Christians doing just exactly what Dave says. And that believing thing, we all know, and I've said it many times up here, that the word believe in John 3:16, it means to be committed to. And we'll get into that here in just a little bit. Scripture text is this evening is going to be John chapter 14, verse 6. John chapter 14, verse 6. And let's go to prayer. Lord, we come here before you this evening again to praise your name, Lord, to thank you for all that you've done, for the precious blood that was shed on Calvary, that we can have the opportunity to accept you and to come to be with you for eternity. We praise your name right now, Lord. We ask, Lord, that you be among us here this evening with your Holy Spirit, Lord. Stir within us as only you can, Lord. Move upon each and every heart that's here. And I pray, Lord, you'll stir this heart that's standing here before your bench here, Lord. Trying to do your will as best I can, Lord. I want to praise you and thank you, Lord, and ask again to get me out of the way. Forgive me where I fail you. And I praise your name. In Jesus' name we pray, and amen. Amen. I've been doing a lot of reading, but it's too much of different things, you know. So I'll be hitting on some different topics. One guy gave me a book at work on the rapture. So I read a little bit of it. I'm reading Billy Graham, the scriptures, Sunday school's lessons, and he asked me about that book on the rapture. I said I had to lay it down. I've got to finish some other things to go on. So, anyways, right here, and I was thinking about the truth. You know, the world is full of all kinds of things going on and trying to proclaim it as truth and is not. And I asked myself, do you swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God? I'm asking myself that, and I'm putting that question to you. Do you swear to tell the truth? Now, where have we heard that before? That's in court. I've heard that on, what was that, Ironside and all them old shows from way back in the courtroom. Do you swear to tell the whole truth and nothing but the truth, so help you God? And I'm asking myself that. And that brought me to this text. I want to stand here before you all tonight. Whatever it might be, if it hurts your toes, praise the Lord, because this is the truth from the Word of God, not Jamie's opinion. And Dave will echo that, not his opinion. He wants to preach the truth as God would have it. So, a lie. A good friend of mine told me a long time ago, when I was a young man, said, you hear the same lie long enough, you'll start to believe it. Look at our society today. The lies that just have been going on and on and on and on, and they're starting to be accepted. Okay? And that's the truth. Okay? But a lie is temporary. A lie won't hold the water when it comes right down to it. And those that have accepted the lie is going to discover that come Judgment Day. But a truth will stand forever. The blood of Jesus is as good right this very second as the first drop that fell off of his head when they put that crown of thorns on him. It is still as pure and righteous as it was. It is today. So John 14:6. And Jesus said unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. How clear is that? How clear is that? That is the only way to heaven. That is the only way to the Father. We talk about the gap that is between God and man, that sin was created when that apple preacher talked about this morning, the first lie he talked about this morning that created that gap. Jesus is the way. Jesus is the truth. Jesus is the life. So, concerning truth today, I read an article in the newspaper. For some reason, I never paid no attention to this before, but the last year or two, I read that political page. I read them articles and people write. And sometimes there's very sound people writing them, and sometimes there's these nutballs. Well, this one here is, I'll not even say the gender, but this person here, after the ruling of the Supreme Court about the same-sex marriage stuff, she put something out there on her Facebook thing. Let's retract that. It was put out on that Facebook thing that, oh, how great it is, yeah, yeah. And she was talking about the responses she was getting. And there was some from so-called, and I would call those pretend Christians, that would call them foul names, fag, and words like that, which that there's no place for that. None. No place for that at all. But even the ones she would say, they would bring up that stuff in the Old Testament, and I knew right where she was going, was talking about Leviticus 18:22, and I'm going to read that. I'm going to read that so we'll all know how clear it is and what it says. It says, thou shalt not lie with mankind as with womankind. It is abomination. There's no question about that. That is totally clear. But she was putting it in. They were putting it into the context that that's old. That's behind us. And then in the new part, we're intolerant. But that's not truth. Folks, that's not truth. I don't care how long they tell that lie that we're intolerant. We're not. We're not. We're standing on the truth. We cannot take a step either to the left. We cannot take a step either to the right to step off of that truth. We've got to stand firm no matter what happens. No matter what happens. That's the commitment that a Christian has to Jesus Christ, is to stand firm on the truth. And to have a passion for it. And I'm not saying everyone has to do what Dave does, everyone has to do what Ryan does, but we all got to live a Christian life in our daily life. That's the most important mission field there is. Way more important than what I'm doing right now. I'm preaching to the choir. But I want to encourage you. I want to encourage me. I want to encourage us as the local church, as the Drift Run Church in the community, as Christians in this life. We need to encourage one another, to lift each other up, to know that when we go out these doors, we go to a mission field. Each and every, we gotta let our light shine and let it be that pure light of Jesus Christ. Not a flickering flame that's on and off, on and off, on and off. That's that pretend thing, I'm telling you. And there are pretend Christians. I was reading a magazine another guy gave me at work, and it's from a Christian organization. Not that I would agree 100% with their goals, but they had some very good articles in it. And he was talking about the holy wars that's going on right now. And I just wanted to talk a few minutes about the ISIS thing. Everybody knows what's going on, and we think that's a terrible thing that's going on over there. Folks, it's coming here. And he talked about they wanted to say it's not a religious thing, but it is. That's what motivates them. They have a commitment and a compassion for what they're doing. They want to kill Dave Long. They want to kill me. They want to kill you. They want to cut your heads off. That is their goal. They're willing to do that for their compassion. And I think, are we willing to die for ours? Are we willing to step this self aside to stand firm for Jesus Christ? That's a passion that I'm talking about. That's a commitment that I'm talking about. That's the truth of the whole matter. We know that's what it's coming to, folks. The Bible tells us that's what it's coming to. one more thing I wanted to touch on a little bit is in Exodus 17:8. And man, when the Lord showed this to me, I just wanted to shout. Because this is what we are. Exodus 17, verses 8 through 13. And you'll all remember this. Then Amalek, who was a descendant of Esau, okay? Then came Amalek and fought with Israel in Rephidim. And Moses said unto Joshua, choose us out men and go out and fight with Amalek. Tomorrow I will stand on top of the hill with the rod of God in mine hand. So Joshua did as Moses had said to him, and fought with Amalek, and Moses and Aaron and Hur were up on the top of the hill. And it came to pass when Moses held up his hand that Israel prevailed. And when his hand was let down, Amalek prevailed. But Moses' hands were heavy, and they took a stone and put it under him, and he sat thereon, and Aaron and Hur stayed up his hands, the one on one side, the one on the other side, and his hands were steady until the going down of the sun. And Joshua discomfited Amalek and his people with the edge of his sword. And the point right there is the battle that's going on, okay, and it's a battle against truth. It is a battle. And I'm not saying let's hold the arms up of Dave as our leader. Let's hold the arms up of Jesus Christ, each and every one of us. We got to stand firm and have a goal and a compassion to go through whatever set before us. Amen. To keep that word up there. To hold up the truth. No matter what. No matter when you feel like you're cutting your legs out from under you. He'll set you on a rock. Hold your hands high. Hold your hands high. And I thought that was a powerful example of what's going on today. We as Christians, yeah, maybe we're going to be fewer in numbers, but we will never be outpowered. As long as you got the power of God in your life, as long as you're trusting in the blood of Jesus, can't be nothing come against us. And that book about Billy Graham, that is awesome. I remember he was at his height probably in the 70s, okay? I remember, you know, Mom taking us to church. Mom would watch him. I kind of, ignored it. But man, after reading his book, great respect for that man. And, you know, not because of what he is. I can tell you he was nervous. Tell you he had kidney stones. I can tell you he fretted when he first went into his ministry. During his getting ready for his first crusade, because he didn't know the Bible through and through. But God gave him peace to preach Jesus Christ. That was his goal, was to preach Jesus. The rest of the Bible, yes, it's all important, but if you take Jesus out of it, the rest of the Bible, you got to focus on Jesus first, and the rest of it will take care of itself. Yes, he went on to learn all about the Bible, but he went out there on faith in Jesus Christ. His statement, he says, when he goes in to meet world leaders, that we would probably just shake if we were in their presence. First thing he does is says, I put my faith and trust in Jesus Christ and his shed blood alone. That is where I stand no matter what. When he was in Russia, that's where I'm reading that now, it was in the 80s. Czechoslovakia, behind the Iron Curtain. And he stood firm, and he preached Jesus Christ where it had never been allowed to be preached before. That was his desire. That was his commitment, was Jesus Christ. And that's what ours is. That's what ours should be. He was just a man, just like you and me. Just we got to have a passion. We got to have a commitment. And that's a choice we can make. I made a choice to be committed to motorcycle racing, and I give it all I had. We got to make a choice to be committed to Jesus Christ with all that we have. All that we have. Not when it's good. Not when we're just sitting here in the church and comfortable and in a group of good. When we're in the middle of traffic and at all times, we got to be committed. I'm going to finish up in Ephesians 6:14. I saw a guy loading something on his trailer. And I'm thinking, some of us have done our Christian walk that way. We just put it on the trailer, take off. Hope it stays on. Hey! And hope it stays on. It's making me thinking of the truth. Strap that mower down on that trailer with the truth. Strap your salvation on with the truth. Verse 14 says, "Stand therefore, having your loins girt about with truth, and having on the breastplate of righteousness." My point is tonight, and I hope you got it, is to stand on the truth. And the truth is Jesus Christ, amen. Bottom line, no ifs, ands, or buts. Amen. As they get us all. Praise the Lord for the truth. I got so excited in the living room up down at Mom's last night, I almost preached that to her when he was giving that to me. Oh, and that's awesome. Like Regina said, you know, sometimes when I'm sharing what God has done in my life, I feel like I'm bragging. But man, please know that I'm bragging on what God has done in this life right here. What He's done. This guy failed. This guy was ruining his life. This guy had give up. But man, He picked me up. And He lifted me up to where I'm at today. And I'm not standing here because of anything Jamie Burton's done. I'm standing here because Jesus loved me. He died for me. He shed His blood for me and picked me up out of that pit. And I want to be the light tonight, standing and shining on that hill for Him. And I want you all to be that too. Praise the Lord. Yeah. All right.